Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninin M. Hangsing. Government of Nagaland has entered into a landmark memorandum of agreement MOA with Tata Motors Limited for the procurement of 43 buses to strengthen and expand public transport services under the Nagaland State Transport Department. The tripartite agreement was signed in Kohima yesterday by additional chief engineer representing NST Merangkaba Imchin, OSD from the finance department Ketulu Metha, and deputy general manager sales and marketing at Tata Motors Ajay Gupta in the presence of chief secretary Sentiyangar Imchin. The 13 crore rupees project will be implemented through a deferred payment model, with Nagaland paying in 3 installments over a period of 3 years, beginning with a 5 crore rupees mobilization advance followed by 2 installments of 4 crore rupees each. The payments will be serviced through state plan allocations, minimizing additional financial burden and avoiding conventional borrowing. NST is expected to receive the new fleet of buses within 3 months, significantly boosting capacity and improving passenger safety, comfort, and connectivity across urban and rural areas. The initiative is also expected to enhance inter-district and interstate transport services. The agreement is a first-of-its-kind structured procurement model between Tata Motors and a government entity and one of the largest fleet expansions for NST. The Union Cabinet has approved a mission for cotton productivity, Kapas Kanti, with an outlay of over 5,600 crore rupees to address bottlenecks, declining growth and quality concerns in India's cotton sector. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the mission aligns with the government's 5F vision, farm to fibre, to factory, to fashion, to foreign, and focuses on enhancing cotton productivity.
प्रधानमंत्री जी का विजन है 5F, फार्म से फाइबर बनाना, फाइबर से फैक्ट्री में जाना, फैक्ट्री से फैशन, फैशन से फॉरेन शोर्स तक कॉटन का पूरी सप्लाई चेन को मेंटेन करना, कस्तूरी कॉटन इसकी प्रॉपर मार्केट में स्थापना करवाना, ये भी इस मिशन का पार्ट है। 32 लाख किसानों को इसका बेनिफिट होगा और कॉटन की प्रोडक्टिविटी उसको डबल करने का इसमें टारगेट हाथ में लिया है। हम प्रोडक्शन को पहुंचाना चाहते हैं 498, जिससे कि भारत की कंप्लीट डिमांड भारत में ही मीट हो सके, आत्मनिर्भर बन सके।
The Union Cabinet has also approved the Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme 5.0. The minister shared that the scheme aims to provide credit guarantee support to help businesses manage short-term liquidity mismatches arising from the West Asia crisis. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has also approved a fair and remunerative price of 365 rupees per quintal for sugarcane for the 2026-27 sugar season based on a basic recovery rate of 10.25%. The Union Cabinet has also approved 2 more semiconductor projects under the India Semiconductor Mission. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved a proposal to introduce the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026 in Parliament. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the bill seeks to amend the Supreme Court Number of Judges Act 1956 to increase the sanction strength of judges in the Supreme Court by 4 from the present 33 to 37, excluding the Chief Justice of India.
2014 से अगर हम देखें तो 25 सुप्रीम कोर्ट के जजेस थे और आज 33 से 37 किया, यानी करीब करीब 50% जजेस की संख्या में वृद्धि की है, क्योंकि जस्टिस डिलीवरी बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है। टोटल जो 92,000 केसेस पेंडिंग है उसके पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से बहुत जरूरी है कि हम जजेस बढ़ाएं, और ये जजेस बढ़ाए गए।
Nagaland Governor Nandikishore Yadav said that music is not only an art but a responsibility to inspire, uplift and bring positivity into society. Speaking at the 10th anniversary celebration of Musica in Dimapur, he encouraged students to continue pursuing music with discipline and perseverance. Congratulating the institution, Mr. Yadav said the event marked a significant milestone for Musica, celebrating a decade of nurturing musical talent and promoting the rich cultural landscape of Nagaland. The governor lauded the organization for its consistent efforts in encouraging creativity and providing a platform for young artists to showcase their talent. The governor also launched the official website of Musica. Founder of Musica, Alobo Naga, said they are equally committed to promoting culture and traditions through music events and education. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.